Leaders are urged to make tough choices as the U.S. approaches the fiscal cliff. Community radio stations are helping plant churches in Indonesia. And have you seen a Christmas list that includes a buffalo? We'll tell you more about that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With 20 days left, the U.S. House of Representatives discussed the fiscal cliff for the first time. Not much progress was made, and charitable deductions are still on the table. Bill Lohr with Faith Comes By Hearing says they'd like to believe it won't affect giving.
But you just never know. There always are indications that whenever there is a change in tax policy, it changes people's behavior.
Which could affect Bible translation. Political leaders have proposed cutting or capping deductions to generate more federal revenue. What can you do? Laura says contact your representatives and ask them to protect charitable donations.
It is beneficial to everyone in our community, in our society, to see that these charities are funded.
Most importantly, keep praying for U.S. leaders.
We don't know what the best overall situation is going to be. I think that we need to pray for God's will in this situation and that His wisdom and knowledge would prevail upon our leaders.
Next, as Christmas approaches, attacks on Christians could increase. Indonesia is one country being watched. Despite the concerns, President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson, tells us the ministry is partnering with Christians on the ground to plant community radio stations.
We've worked with a local church planter there. We've put in 50 radio stations. He has planted 1,600 churches in Indonesia, the largest Muslim country in the world.
Some radicals would like to implement Sharia law. While these radio stations aren't overtly Christian, they do talk about Jesus, who was well-received in the Muslim culture.
We're finding that Muslims are listening. Muslim clerics are listening. There's a whole movement inside Islam that people are following Jesus as the Son of God and Savior of the world and presenting Jesus in the mosques even as the way to salvation.
This is Mission Network News. A rise of the Arab Spring has revealed discontent and new questions about God are being asked. Because of this, Christ-centered websites have seen growth. For example, Pioneers reports their internet outreach sites logged over 2 million hits from Arab world Muslims. They're now launching the 2013 Arab Heart Campaign. It focuses on widening their media outreach as well as training more missionaries. Ask God to protect missionaries ministering to Arab world Muslims. Meanwhile, in rural China, pastors are often untrained. And that's why in 2012, Voice of China in Asia's goal has been equipping rural pastors with a 2,000-page study Bible and teaching them how to use it. Their goal of quiet service just opened up a chance to minister in two of China's most prominent seminaries. Because of this, VOCA plans on tripling their training in 2013. Pray that qualified pastors will join the VOCA training teams to serve China. And in part three of our non-traditional giving series, MNN's Ruth Kramer tells you how you can give a buffalo this year.
Imagine getting a Christmas list that reads 1 million chickens, one buffalo, one sewing machine. You might wonder how to go about getting those or why. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan explains.
The Christmas catalog is what we put together for the Body of Christ churches in the Western countries where people can actually share the Christmas story by showing compassion and kindness through giving these kind of help to the poor families and individuals in all these countries.
Each item helps someone further away from poverty and closer to the gospel. Remember that story of the girl who wanted to give 1 million chickens?
Children, they are very transparent, and I think we should let them have the opportunity to do this kind of thing. That way, they understand there is a real world out there.
We'll link you at missionnetworknews.org. Tomorrow, we'll take a look at how a Christmas project answers the sex trade. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.